Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, which is the second half of Mishnah Aleph. Ein portin lo mitivat ha-mochsin v'lo mikis shel gabayin. A quick introduction here. The mochsin referred to here are customs officials, and we will see that there were various different kinds of customs officials with different kinds of tariffs that they would charge. We'll see that forthwith in the Gemara, but quite apparently the mochsin referred to here and the gabayin, who are tax collectors here, were acting, undue discretion as far as how much they would take. We'll see more details in the Gemara. So you are not allowed to take change from their collection boxes or from their money pouches, the assumption being that the money that they're holding is ill-gotten gains. You're not allowed to accept staka from those collections. But you are allowed to take money from the fellow in his house or do business with him in the marketplace, but just not from that collection with which he collects the tariffs or the taxes. Okay, the Gemara says, Aval notein lo dinar, notein lo tashar. If you owe, let's say, a tax of $50 and you only have a $100 bill, you can give him the $100 bill, take change, because your only other option is to give them the $100 bill and not have anything. And there we employ the principle of matzil miyadam. Now, the question about this entire piece is Shmuel's famous ruling. V'amar Shmuel din d'machut adin, that the government's actions have the imprimatur of halacha. So why are you allowed to cheat, to assume that the mochsin are acting inappropriately? We have two answers. Shmuel himself said this may be talking about a customs official who has no upper limit, meaning he'll take however much he can take out of you, and obviously been pocketing some of it. Another version of that is a self-appointed moches who somehow is strong enough and powerful enough to force you to fork over the money. All right, so in those cases, the money that they have is ill-gotten gains. Some people learn those two comments as being comments not about our Mishnah, but about the following. A person is not allowed to wear shatnez garments, even on top of a lot of garments where he's clearly getting no benefit from it, if his purpose is to sneak this stuff past the customs official, the clothing. In other words, what you're wearing, they won't tax on you. What you're carrying, they will. Now, manitin delok Rabbi Akiva. We say that Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Akiva. Titanya, asur lavriachat ha-meches, v'shenu ha-mishnah Rabbi Akiva, v'ntu lavriachat ha-meches. So we see a dispute whether you're allowed to smuggle stuff past meches. Now, b'yishto alin kilayim, I can understand in the context of shatnez itself, b'hakami palgi, that if Rabbi Akiva says you're allowed to wear these shatnez garments, the machlokot may be, d'mar sabar dover shem kavin mutar, d'mar sabar dover shem kavin asur. When you are taking these garments and your intent is not to get warm from them or get protection from them like clothing, but simply to transport them, then that may not be an isur. That goes under the general rubric of davar she'enu mitkaven. However, avrechwa de mechas mishari, since when are you allowed to smuggle stuff past mechas, v'yamar shmuel dinu mechud dini, you have to abide by the laws of the land and pay the proper levies and taxes. Again, those two same answers. Some people learn that comment as being about this statement. It's a Mishnah in the Darim. You're allowed to take a neder and lie about it, as we'll see in a minute, to people who threaten to kill you, or people who threaten to take all your stuff, or these mochsin, these customs officials. What is the neder you could take? Shishal truma, shishal beit hamelech, alpisha eina shal truma, alpisha eina shal beit hamelech. You have some goods. If you claim that these goods are sanctified goods or belong to the king, they won't touch you. So you say, this stuff is truma, or this stuff belongs to the king. And they say, no, I don't believe you. You could take a neder and say, yeah, my family members are also to me, if I'm lying, whatever, if this isn't the king. And indeed, it's not true, and the neder is in chal, because you really don't have any way to extricate yourself. You clearly do not mean the neder. That's a whole sugi of nidre havai, nidre onsin, etc. However, as far as our purposes are concerned, v'amar Shmuel din machud adina. Again, the same question is, how are you allowed to try to sneak past the mochsin? Now we have a third answer, which might work with all of these, which is Rav Asi Amar, Moches Kna'ani. If the Moches is a non-Jew, Tanya Yisrael Kna'ani Anas Shabaul Adin. If you have a Yisrael, coming to court, and his opposite number is a strong-arm thug, Kanani. So do whatever you can to find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that will help the Jew. And then do that and say, this is our law. If you can't, but you can find something in their laws that work, then you have the Jew in and say, that's according to your law. Rabbi Shmuel says, if not, you find some trickery way to nonetheless help the Jew. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Bainalav Bakifin. Kiva disagrees and says you're not allowed to do that. Mimnei Kiddush Hashem. Not because it's essentially wrong, but rather because it would desecrate God's name. Now, Rabbi Kiva, Tamadik Kiddush Hashem. So even Rabbi Kiva only says that that's the case because of Kiddush Hashem. Haleka Kiddush Hashem Bain. So if there were no Kiddush Hashem situation, then you do trick the guy. So the whole question is, V'gizel Kanani Mishari, since when are you allowed to steal from a non-Jew? V'atanya, Rabbi Shimon, Davar Zay Davar Shabbat Kiva, Shabbat Misfirin. Rabbi Kiva came from a place in the West, Sfirin, and he taught, Minayin L'gizel Kanani, and this is Rabbi Kiva himself, who said, Minayin L'gizel Kanani Shuasur, how do I know I'm not allowed to steal from a non-Jew? Tamil Lomar, Acharim Kar, Gula Tielo. In Parshat Bahar, the Torah talks about a situation when a Jew is sold to a non-Jew, and we have to redeem him. Meaning, Shaloi Shemchenu Shechenu V'yetzei. You can't have the Beit Din take him away from this non-Jew without paying. You have to pay him, because it's Gzela. Yachol Yiglom Alav. I might think that we can allow the guy to raise the price. Tamalomar V'chishavim Koneu. So the text says you have to make an accounting. Yedakdekim Koneu. You have to make a proper accounting of how much is owed, how much the slave was bought for, and how much is left in his years, etc. All right? So we see that you're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew. Rav Yosef, lo kasha, habe kanani, habe ger toshav. Rav Yosef tries one split, which is that if it's a kanani, meaning a heathen, then you're allowed to steal. But it's a ger toshav, meaning somebody who lives in the land, accepts the seven shevin tzopnei noach, then you're not allowed to. So Abai immediately destroys that. Amar Abai, v'hat tarvayu gabi hadarik tivi. In the same pasuk that talks about redemption, it talks about redeeming from a ger, who's a ger toshav, and a non-Jew, and an idolater, all the same rule. Lo lecha ela leger, shenemar leger. This is in the drasha that we are more familiar with from Kiddushin, where it talks about the descent of somebody in Parshat Bahar who sold to sells his land and then sells himself to a Jew and then to a ger. Shenemar leger, lo leger tzedek, leger toshav, not just to a ger, but to a resident alien. Shenemar leger toshav. Mishpachat ger zeh oved kochavim. They're talking now about heathens because it's the family of the ger. Shomer ola acre mishpachat ger, what's acre? Something that's uprooted. Ze hamnim karla avodat kocham, somebody who sold to actually work for the avodah zara. In other words, they're all in one basket. Part of the musa there, of course, is that once you start dealing with shvit and selling perot shvit, then you end up having selling your land. It's a famous drasha and kiddushin. But the point, as far as Abai is concerned, is that all of these different non-Jews are put in one category. Can't steal from them. Rava makes the following distinction, that to steal, you're not allowed to steal, but to find a way to not pay back, that you're allowed to do. So I'm going to buy it, but Ivri Afkat Havatohu, but wait a second, the whole source that you just had for saying that you have to pay him is from Evid Ivri, which is essentially freeing him, and then you're just not paying a debt of paying him back. And there it says you have to. So the answer is Rava Latame Dom Rava Evid Ivri Gufo Konoi. Rava is sticking to his own position, because Rava claims that an Evid Ivri is really owned by the master, and therefore, if you free the Evid Ivri without paying the guy, it really is Gzela. Okay, Rabibi Bar Gidol Amrab Shimon Chasida, Gezel Knani Asur, but Avedato Muteret. To steal from him is Asur, but if you find his Aveda, you don't have to return it to him. Gzelo asur why, and we have a different source. The Ravuna minayin legezel krani shu asur, shma chaltad kol mimashur adonai v'acharoten lachet. Beginning of Parshat Ekev, the Torah says, you will devour all of the nations that God gives you and take all of their things. V'zman shem surim b'yadcha. That's only when you're sovereign over them. V'lo v'zman shem am surim b'yadcha. But not when God doesn't hand them over to you. Then, treat them like equal citizens. Now, avidato muteret. But why does he say, Rabbi Shimon Chassidus say, that his avidah is mutar, the amarav, chama barguria amarav, minam abidat konishu muteret. How do I know that the avidah of a non-Jew is muteret? You're allowed to keep it. Shemar, the chol avidah tachicha, the parsha of hashavat avidah is you have to return anything lost of your brother. Tachicha tamachzir, you only have to return it to your brother. Maybe the pasuk's only excluding someone who's not a brother for a case where it didn't come into your hands. You don't have to run after the thing and catch it, unless it belongs to a brother. But if it falls into your lap, maybe after you turn it to the non-Jew, the Torah describes anything that you find, meaning anything that falls in your lap, and there it's limited by achicha. Okay, Tanurim Pinchas ben Yair Omer. If there's a chilul Hashem, the possibility of desecrating God's name, then you even have to return the avedah. You can't keep it. But ta'ut, meaning if you're doing business and he in error gives you too much change or something like that, that's mutar. That's again a deal in matzil yadam. Got a Shmuel. We have a few cases like a Shmuel zavam mikuti lakna dedava b'mar de parzala. He bought a gold vessel for the price, really, of a metal vessel or an iron vessel, bedalad zuze, and he paid 4 zuz, way low. The guy didn't know it was gold. The avalechad zuze, and evidently Shmuel slipped him an extra zuz. The somebody showed him suggest that what happened was he was doing it to mislead the non-Jew to think, aha, I got the better of Shmuel, and he wouldn't pay attention to the fact that really it was the opposite. Kahana zavam nikuti me'av esrim chavita b'me'ah. He bought 120 barrels for 100. Evidently, he got a good deal. Ve'av le'chad zuze. He evidently slipped him an extra zuz. Again, amar le'chazir alach kasamichta. And then either the non-Jew said to Rav Kahana or vice versa said, you see that I'm relying on you. But either way, there was some misdirection here and he kept it. Ravina zavam dikla hu v'kuti l'tzalcha. Ravina and a non-Jew bought a tree together for purposes of cutting down and selling the wood or using the wood. So Amar Leshame, Kadam V'ayti Mikaro, he told the servant as soon as he bought it, quickly chop down the stuff near the trunk, which is thicker. Takuti Minyana Yada, all he knows is amount of logs. He doesn't know thickness or anything else, so you take advantage of that. Ravashi Havi Ka'azil B'urcha. Ravashi was walking on the road. Chazi Shivsha Degufna Pardesa, V'tali Ba'kitufa D'Invi. He saw a vine sticking out, it was evidently sticking out over the fence of a vineyard, and there were clusters of grapes on it. Amar Lishami told his servant, who was walking with him, Zilchazi, ida kuti ninhu aiti. If it belongs to an anju, bring it to me. It's like an avidah, it's out there. Idi Yisrael ninhu lo aiti, but Yisrael, don't bring it to me. Now, Shama hu kuti davayati pardesa. The kuti, or perhaps the owner, or just another anju who was sitting in the pardesa, and the vineyard heard this. Amar le kuti shari, are you allowed to steal from an anju? Amar le, so he answered, and this may be what he originally intended, or may have just been a clever response. Kuti shakil dami. And the simple read of this is, a non-Jew will at least accept money from me. If I take it, he'll let me pay for it. So I don't mind taking it because then I can pay for it. Yisrael or shakil dami. Yisrael will say, keep it, and I don't want to take something without paying for it. So if it's Yisrael's, I don't want to touch it. Okay, gufa amar Shmuel, dina machuta dina. That's his rule. Amar Rava tidad, the katli dikli vigashri gishri vavdina vavrinan alayhu. You should know that the dina machuta dina, I can prove it to you. Because they come down, they chop down trees, and make bridges, and we cross over those bridges. So obviously we're not bothered by the government seizing of property, so it must be legitimate. So Amar Abaye v'dilma mishum diyayu shalhu minayu marayhu. Abaye says maybe the reason that's legitimate is because people gave up because they're not going to get their trees back. And so there's yayush. So Marlay, ilo dina machuta dina ha eich miyashi. But he said the reason that they're mityayish is because the government has such control. But wait a second, the agents who come and cut down these trees aren't doing what the king told them. This is the regular practice there. Malka amar zi lumikobagi. Go cut down from each field, one tree from each field. Vinu azlov kalumichadbaga. They all go to one field, it's easier for them, and they cut all their trees down. So the answer is shlucha de malka kamalka. The answer is the king's agent acts as the king. Velotarach, he simply doesn't want to bother himself. But the reality is that he acts in the name of the king, and therefore he has the right to dina machuta dina. Vino afsin afshayu, the owner of the field that ends up losing the trees, really kind of hurt himself. Because what he should have done, the Ibelahu the Inkud Mikule Bagi Umishkaldami. What he should have done is bought up from other people and taken money, sold to other people's trees, and taken money for them, and then when his trees will be gone, at least he gets some money for it. Alright, so he should have known that. Amarava Manda Mishtakach Bavedari. Let's say a fellow is a partner with others in a granary, and he's found in the granary when the tax collector comes around, he's the only one of the partners. Paramanta de Malka, he has to pay the tax, and then he has to go to his partners and get from his partners the appropriate portion. Vanimila Shutfa, but the government can only seize it from him for all of them if he's really a partner. But if he's a sharecropper, all they can take is his percentage. The Amarava Barmata a Barmata Miavet. Now this, by the way, is all of these things are things that the Sasanian government would regularly practice, and were finding not only what they would do, sort of justifying it. He says one town's member can be taken as collateral, as it were, against another town's member. That is, the tax collector comes in, and one fellow isn't home, he can go to his neighbor and say, you have to pay for you and for the other guy, and then you go collect it from him. That's only the property tax or the head tax from that year. But if it's from previous years, they're collecting back taxes. Since the king has already kind of given up on it, or he's been appeased, then the tax collector, you can let him go. You say, no, I'm not going to pay for the other guy, and he'll give up on it. These people who have animals that go out to, they hire out to make fertilizer within the city limits. Surely, Kaufman, you're not allowed to buy animals from them. My time, because animals from the town go out and get mixed with them, and sometimes they'll steal them or whatever it is, and if you buy, you may be buying stolen goods. This goes back to our Mishnah. Chutz l'tchum, but if the animal's outside of the tchum, mutar l'kachmihem, because they stay separate. Amar Ravina, you bali marfim achareihem, afilu chutz l'tchum rasa. But if you see the owners running after these guys, because evidently that gives suspicion that they're stealing, then even if it's outside of the tchum, you're still not allowed to buy, because the concern is that the animals that they have really are stolen. Machri is Rava. Rava gave the following announcement. Vitema Ravuna, perhaps Ravuna gave the announcement. The Salkin la Elo Nachtin la Tata. Those who go up and those who come down. Meaning, those in Eretz Yisrael up and those here in Bavel down all agree. Haibar Yisrael diyadas haduta lakuti velotavu mine. If a Jew has testimony that will help a non-Jew in a case against another Jew, and they don't summon him to court. Ve'azav asile bedina dekuti al Yisrael chavrei. And he goes on his own and testifies on behalf of this non-Jew against the Jew, Mishamtinale, we throw in Cherem. But it's not for the reason you think. My time, De'inu mafki mamona apumadachad, because in the non-Jewish courts, they will extract money based on the testimony of one person. So this fellow, by coming and testifying, is aiding and abetting to theft, because this money should not leave without two aiding. V'lomran elachad, but that's only true if they actually do take the money based on one person. I'll betray low, but if it's a court where they'll take it out only with two, then not. And by the way, if there are two Jews who know such testimony, that's what the simple pshat is, I'll betray low, then there is no prohibition because they're simply going and affecting justice. V'chad namin lo amran, even if there's only one, it's only true b'din de megista, in a sort of ad hoc local court. Beit Davar, the significant court in the city, even when they have one witness, they don't take out money. They do exactly what we do. They force an oath on the defendant. And if he can't take the oath, then he has to pay. When we were in Rav Huna's yeshiva, Ibarilan, we asked the question, if there's a very important Jew who everybody trusts like two people, now, if he goes to the Beit Din, to this important Beit Din, maybe he should not go to court. Since he's so important, he really can't get out of it. Maybe we have to allow him to go. The answer is teku. Amravashi, hi Bar Yisrael, dissolving le ara la oid kochavim, a meitzer of Bar Yisrael chavrei. The beginning of Bar Batra, we're going to encounter the law of dina de Bar Meitzer, which is the right of first refusal to a neighbor. When you sell land, you have to give the Bar Meitzer the first chance to buy the land. If a Jew sells his land to a non-Jew on the border of another Jew's land, that's his former neighbor, Mashamtinale, we throw him in Cherem. Now, again, it's not because of the reason you think, Maitama, Ine Mishum Didn Bar Mitzra, it's not because of the rule of Bar Mitzra, Ivan Ramars, Avin Me Akum, Zavin La Akum, like Mishum Didn Bar Mitzra. The rule of Didn Bar Mitzra does not apply if you're buying from or selling to a non-Jew. It's only if you're buying or selling from a Jew. The reason that we throw him in Cherem is you have put a lion for me on my boundary. This is in an era where non-Jewish neighbors are really trouble, and you put this guy in the boundary, and I'm going to have no end of trouble, and how could you do that to me? So the answer is Mishamtinan le adikabel le kol unsedat mechamate, until the fellow who sold it accepts that he will take care of pay reparations to his neighbor for any damages caused by the fellow who bought it from him, he's in cher. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast with a relatively short podcast on Kufi Dalet Amud Aleph, taking a look at the Mishnah of further on about how to deal with mochsin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.